Hello, it's Misty Yunirski, and I'm going to be doing day number six of my MXTX Toba prompts for October, for all of Halloween month. And I'll link the prompts down below so you can see which ones I'm going to be doing. And today's prompt is butterfly. Now, obviously, for butterfly, you know, I know, it has to be have an official's blessing, of course. Though I thought there were going to be more butterfly, a bit, like people who say butterfly in the thing. There weren't that many, but think I have found the perfect fic, that is ever so slightly related, but I still like it. But yeah, also I think I'm gonna be posting both day five and six, possibly seven, but I don't know if I can record seven in time, all on the same day. So yippee. Anyway, the fic I have chosen is Stitch, 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 Butterfly, Stitch, by Linison, or Linison. If they tell me, please tell me how to pronounce it. But yeah, summary. Xielian takes up knitting as he commutes to see Huachong. It goes as well as expected. Author's notes. So I was spending the night at someone's place, and on the train back saw a woman knitting, and well, here's an AU. I hope you enjoy. Preface, reader's note. This is me. Like, this is literally me. I like crochet slash knit on public transport all the time because I used to have to take the train every single day, and no one has ever come up to me or said anything, but maybe they are writing fan fiction about me. You know, maybe. Anyway. It was summer, the sun high in the sky and the temperature warm. Xielian was on the train, his hands a little restless. He took out his phone, fiddled with it for a moment before he had exhausted all entertainment, and put it down again. He was still fidgeting. Was it normal to be this nervous? Perhaps it was. Xielian had never been on a date before, let alone an almost blind one. Surely most would be a little nervous if they were in his position. Xielian sighed, wringing his hands again. It would be fine. It would be fine. He and Huachong had been chatting for a month now. They had spoken on the phone. It wasn't as if he was meeting a complete stranger. It was just his mind running away from him with nerves. If he had something to direct his attention to, it would have been better. A book, or just something to occupy him. He hadn't even considered that he would be this restless. The train slowed. Xielian looked out and let out a long, slow breath as his nerves surged in his chest. Thank goodness. They were there. Even if it made everything much scarier, the wait would be over soon. He rose and moved to the doors, along with many others, as the train continued to slow. Xielian looked out through the window, trying to orient himself. Huachong was going to meet him there, but was he going to be on the platform? Probably not. He was probably over at the station, so Xielian needed to find his way from this platform inside. It would be fine. There would be signs showing him the way. The train came to a full stop, and Xielian let out a long, deep breath. Why was he so nervous? This was silly. He had no reason to be nervous other than the fact that, well, he really liked Huachong. He hadn't really liked anyone this way before, and it was kind of mortifying and scary, but nice too. He wanted Huachong to like him back. The thought made more nerves surge in Xielian's chest, making it tremble as those before him started to make as those before him started to make his way down the aisle towards the door. The train came to a full stop, and Xie Lian took a deep breath before he pushed the button to the door, watching it slide open. The warmth of the outside hit him like a wall, a stark contrast to the air-conditioned train. Xie Lian took a deep breath and then stepped out of the train, looking side to side to orient himself. He hadn't visited this city before, so he wasn't sure where to go to find his way off the platform, and... Gugur! Xie Lian turned on instinct, his heart surging up into his throat. He blinked against the brightness of the sun, and then saw him. A Sanlang! He exclaimed, as Hua Cheng approached, a charming grin on his face and a pair of sunglasses on his nose. He was in a red t-shirt, which really did show off his strong arms in a great way. Wow. You came up here to wait for me? He asked as they were closer. Xie Lian opened his arms, and Hua Cheng stepped into them, wrapping his own around Xie Lian's shoulders as Xie Lian hugged his waist. He felt himself tremble a little. Hua Cheng smelled nice. Really nice. Xie Lian pulled back. Of course. Gugu came all this way, Hua Cheng said, reaching up to pull off his sunglasses. Two dark eyes met Xie Lian's, mischievous. How was the train? He asked, and Xie Lian let out a long breath to hope to alleviate. Okay, it says... I think the author means alleviate, so I'm going to say... And Xie Lian let out a long breath to hope to alleviate the worry in his chest. Good, good, no delays, he said with a grin. He was feeling so happy. It was really silly. How is Sanlang? Very well, now that Gugu is here, he said, and Xie Lian's heart jumped again. How could he just say things like that? Good, I'm glad, he said with another grin, and wow, Xie Lian was already so gone, wasn't he? Let's go, Gugu. Are you hungry? Hua Cheng said, and Xie Lian nodded. He felt giddy, looking forward to the day. Yes, he agreed, falling into step with Hua Cheng as they started moving off the platform. Lead the way, Sanlang. Xie Lian sat down on the train, a wide grin on his face. He glanced to the side and spotted the retreating back of Hua Cheng as he moved off the platform. Xie Lian's heart jumped. It had been a good date. Better than good. Xie Lian could hardly believe how good everything had felt. He rested back, feeling jittery and happy and restless again. His lips tingled from the goodbye kiss. If they did this again, and God, he really hoped they would do this again. He barely knew what he was going to do if they didn't. He needed something which he could do on the train to occupy his mind and his hands. He felt like he might vibrate out of his own skin if he didn't. Perhaps a book could be good, but he hardly felt at peace enough to read as it was now. Opposite him, a woman got on and sat down. Xie Lian smiled towards her, and she nodded once, before she settled back against the seat. He watched as she reached into her bag and pulled out a knitting, two long needles holding together a piece of red knitted yarn. Oh. Well, maybe Xie Lian could take up something crafty. That would occupy his hands. Making something would be fun too. If this was to continue, if Xie Lian was going to keep seeing Hua Cheng and take the train to do so, it could be nice to make something for him even. Xie Lian bit into his lower lip to ward off the grin spreading on his lips, watching the woman's hands as she rhythmically moved the needle through the stitches. In hindsight, starting on something simpler would probably have been better.
Oh my gosh, this is so... Okay, readers know. This is so real. Whenever I started knitting and started crocheting, every time I start like a new craft project, I immediately go to like the most difficult thing and think, yeah, I can do this. And I end up having to like remake the thing about 10 times before it looks presentable. Rather than, you know, doing some, you know, nice progression in stitches. But anyway,
Xielian hadn't really considered difficulty when he had started looking up patterns for knitting projects. He had just been looking around, seeing this dark red sweater with white butterflies, and his heart had leapt in his chest from how right it seemed.
Reader's note, let's go butterflies! Okay, so this is a really good butterfly prompt. Anyway,
Huacheng liked red. He had been wearing red when Xielian saw him that first day. Red suited him too. Bold, bright, a little dangerous almost. Xielian didn't feel like Huacheng was actually dangerous, but when they had been out, he'd gotten the sense that he was a little dangerous anyway. Not all the time, though. When they had been walking around town a while, an almost luminescent butterfly had flown past them. When Huacheng reached out his finger, it landed there.
So long!
Xielian had gasped, eyes wide and heart racing as he excitedly grabbed Huacheng's arm, leaning forward.
Oh, he continued, as the butterfly slowly flapped its wings slowly,
before folding them together.
Does Gogo like butterflies?
Huacheng had asked, almost whispering. He probably didn't want to startle the little thing. So sweet. Huacheng had savagely told the man who tried to cut before them in line what he thought of him. But here he was, whispering because of a butterfly.
It's beautiful,
Xielian whispered in return. Huacheng's arm was warm under his hand.
Huacheng agreed, like Gugu.
Sanlong,
Xielian had exclaimed, cheeks flaming. The butterfly took off from Huacheng's finger.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Xielian said with a frown, feeling guilty for having startled it. It was Huacheng's fault, though, saying such shameless things.
Is Sanlong fond of butterflies?
Yes,
he had answered, his dark eyes gleaming. It was stupid. Xielian knew it was. It was a silly, romantic notion that he was going to knit Huacheng a sweater based on that small moment. He had never knitted anything before, and while the woman on the train made it look easy, it was not. He looked at so many tutorials. He read guides online. He even went back to the yarn shop to ask for advice. The shopkeeper had suggested that he try something easier for his first project. Xielian understood the logic, but was reluctant to abandon the sweater. He was not one to simply give up. He could do it. It couldn't be impossible. He just needed to try harder, and surely it would all come together. It was stupid to be so stubborn, but it was simply the way he was. It felt like the sweater itself held significance. He had started knitting it on the second train ride he had taken to Huacheng, and continued to knit on it ever since. He had been there every other week, almost, so he had spent a significant time on it. They had been seeing each other for 3 months now, with Huacheng coming to visit him when Xielian didn't go there, and the sweater was a symbol of that time. Xielian wanted to finish it. He wanted to be able to give it to Huacheng, and while it would be surely embarrassing, it felt like something important. Xielian felt like he was getting better too. He had pulled out and re-knitted every part of the sweater, but it was getting better. The sleeves were of equal length, at least he thought it looked like they were. He hadn't sewn the sweater together yet, after all. The butterflies were a little loopy, and some of them might look more like blobs than butterflies at first glance, but if you knew they were butterflies, you could see it. Xielian was finishing up the back, which perhaps was the piece he should have started with because it was much simpler than the others. He had taken the other parts out,
other parts out and placed them on the table as he packed, and forgotten them there.
Okay, readers know, I don't really have a mooching voice, so bear with me here. Did you make this?
Mu Qing asked, scowling down at the pieces. Yes, Xie Lian had to... Yes, Xie Lian had to admit with a sigh.
It's terrible,
Mu Qing declared, crossing his arms over his chest. Thank you, that's very kind, Xie Lian said, plastering a smile on his face, which was in no way
genuine.
You're such a jerk,
Feng Xin snapped. He walked over and frowned as he looked at the different pieces, poking at them as well.
What is it supposed to be?
Ah, Xie Lian had said, and then cleared his throat. Perhaps it was worse than he thought.
A sweater, idiot,
Mu Qing said, slapping Feng Xin's hand away from the fabric.
Why are you knitting? You're dreadful at things like this,
he said, turning to Xie Lian now. Well, I've been commuting to Sanlong a lot lately, and I wanted something to occupy my hands, he answered, which was the truth.
You couldn't have picked up a book?
Mu Qing asked, scowling again. Xie Lian took a deep breath. Do you have something more constructive to say about the sweater? Xie Lian asked, plastering a pleasant smile on his face once again.
It's barely a sweater,
Mu Qing mumbled, and Xie Lian's heart clenched.
Hey, jerk!
Feng Xin exclaimed, punching him in the arm.
Ow! Oh, okay, fine,
Mu Qing said, and then walked over. See here, Mu Qing said, and then leapt into a long explanation about lengths and the tightness of the stitches, and Xie Lian nodded along as best he could, as if he understood anything he was speaking about. Some of it made sense, other things didn't. Feng Xin had that odd expression which was somehow both a little disgusted and awestruck all at once, as he looked at Mu Qing speaking. Perhaps Xie Lian could encourage Feng Xin to take up some kind of craft, which would mean Mu Qing would be unable to stop himself from helping, and perhaps they would make some progress in their relationship. Maybe it would make both of them happier, too.
Slight reader's note, that is like a perfect Mu Qing thing to like hate on anyone, you know, like crocheting, knitting on their own, and just hating on them because they like dropped a stitch, or it's just they yarned over instead of yarned under. Ah, love him.
The lecture turned rant, turned into some type of tutorial, and Xie Lian had to admit that by the end of it, the sweater did look better than it had before. Some things couldn't be salvaged without redoing the entire thing, Mu Qing claimed, but at least now it wasn't terrible. Thank you, Xie Lian said, and Mu Qing's face turned bright red.
Whatever,
he said as he thrusted the sweater parts into Xie Lian's arms.
I don't care. Just make sure you sew it together properly.
I will do my best, Xie Lian assured with a wide grin. Feng Xin huffed.
When do we get to meet him anyway?
Feng Xin asked, and Xie Lian laughed a little, averting as he turned away. Feng Xin, who knew him too well, frowned.
Xie Lian.
Someday, soon, he said, even if he didn't really mean it. Maybe next time he's visiting. He turned and smiled at them, seeing both of them with disapproving expressions on their faces. Xie Lian had been lucky to keep them at bay for so long, really. It was a miracle they hadn't demanded to meet Hua Cheng already.
I don't know why you've kept him away from us for so long,
Mu Qing said, scowling a little now. Ah, so they were onto him. I don't know. Sanlang and I haven't really, you know, Xielian made an averted gesture with his hands. I don't want him to feel rushed or anything.
You're making him a sweater,
Fengxin said, crossing his arms over his chest now too.
No one has ever made me a sweater.
That's because your shoulders are too wide. No one would want to try to make something to fit you, Mu Qing snapped.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with my shoulders,
Fengxin said, and then they were off, bickering like an old married couple. Xielian did not interrupt them, happy for the interruption. If he were lucky, they'd argue themselves to the point of fully forgetting the point they were previously trying to make. It felt almost like it had that first day, as Xielian stepped off the train to find Hua Cheng there, waiting for him. The nerves were similar, yet different. Hua Cheng smiled that same charming grin as that day. It wasn't sunny, however, so there were no sunglasses. The t-shirt was exchanged for a warm coat. Xielian shivered from the cold as he stepped off the train. The temperatures reversed from that day. Sanlang, he called, and Hua Cheng was there immediately, with his arms wrapping around Xielian, pulling him in close. Xielian took a deep breath, his lips spreading into a smile, and he took a deep breath. Hua Cheng still smelled so nice.
Gugu, this one missed you,
Hua Cheng said, and Xielian had to bury deeper into Hua Cheng's chest not to squeal. He was so good. Xielian liked him so much.
How was the train?
A little full, not too bad, Xielian said, pushing up out of his hiding place to look at Hua Cheng. How are you? Did you wait long?
Not at all, Hua Cheng assured. Want to go home?
Xielian agreed, but didn't pull back. His nerves surged again, his bag suddenly feeling heavy. Hua Cheng pulled back, but took his hand instead, and together they walked to his car. The drive was not long, but took them out of the city and into the forest. Hua Cheng's house laid in a clearing opening up towards a lake, and even now when the weather was cold and the water dark, it took Xielian's breath away a little.
Yes, it's
Erming. Erming came to greet them when they stepped outside, and Xielian was happy for the distraction of the cat as they moved further into the house, cradling him in his arms. They walked towards the kitchen, where Hua Cheng, almost as if automatic, started making Xielian's favourite tea. Fondness exploded in Xielian's chest, and he sat down on the padded bench along one of the walls, where he often sat and watched as Hua Cheng cooked. He liked him so much. He had never thought he could like someone so much.
Is Gugu going to tell me why he brought his bag with him in here, instead of leaving it in the bedroom?
Hua Cheng asked, just as Xielian had gotten comfortable. Xielian froze a little, and Erming meowed in his arms. Ah, Xielian said, his cheeks turning a violent shade of red. Sanlang. He put Erming down, who instantly curled up next to Xielian's leg. Hua Cheng watched, tisking as he looked down at the cat.
As he looked down at the cat. Oh my gosh.
I have something for Sanlang. Hua Cheng paused and blinked, looking at Xielian with wide eyes.
For me?
He asked, looking completely stunned. Xielian wasn't sure if it was good or bad. Yes, he said, licking his lips. His hands trembled a little, but he still reached into his bag, pulling up the folded sweater and putting it in his lap. Hua Cheng was moving over. It's not very good, but I started making it on the train as I was coming and going here, and, well, it's for you. He looked up as Hua Cheng placed a cup of tea on the table before him, his gaze on the sweater. Xie Lian held it up, and Hua Cheng took it in his hands, unfolding it. "It's a sweater," Xie Lian said to fill the silence, feeling like he was going crazy with nerves. There's butterflies and..." He looked up, and he felt his face go even hotter at the smile spreading on Hua Cheng's face, his lips pinched as if he was holding something back. "So long," Xie Lian said, and then Hua Cheng broke out into a loud laugh, deep and joyous. Uming jumped away. "Gugu," he exclaimed, placing the sweater on the table next to the teacup. "It's perfect. You made this for me?" "Yes," Xie Lian said, as Hua Cheng's hands came up to cup his face, as he pressed a kiss to Xie Lian's nose, his cheeks, his forehead. "So cute, so cute. You're not allowed to be this cute," Hua Cheng said, as he pushed closer, laying Xie Lian down on the bench before he kissed his lips. He was still laughing, the sound purling his words. Xie Lian pouted, which only made Hua Cheng giggle even more. "So Long is laughing," Xie Lian pointed out, and Hua Cheng nodded, before he kissed him on the lips, a soft peck. "Forgive this one," he said, placing a tender kiss to the corner of Xie Lian's mouth. "No one has ever made anything for me. It's perfect. I'm going to wear it all the time." "No, Sun Long," Xie Lian exclaimed, suddenly even more embarrassed, as Hua Cheng pulled back and immediately pulled off the shirt he was wearing, which was surely a designer item, dropping it on the floor before pulling on the butterfly sweater. It was a little big in the neck, and the arms were a little short. Three of the seven butterflies looked more like blobs. Hua Cheng grinned proudly. "Perfect," he said. "I love it." "Sun Long," Xie Lian exclaimed again, and hid his face behind his hands. Hua Cheng laughed once more, pressing kisses to Xie Lian's hands until he removed them. He kissed Xie Lian's lips then, slow and sweet. Xie Lian's heart ached. He hoped he could have this forever. The end.
Oh my gosh, that was so cute. Oh, I love Hua Cheng appreciating every ugly creation that Xie Lian makes him. Oh, what I need now is Xie Lian making Uming like cat clothes. Oh my gosh, that'd be so cute, like knitting him like little jumpers and boots and stuff, and Hua Cheng going, "It's really good," but secretly being like, "You little, that could have been mine." Oh, this was super cute. Oh, I love this fic. And it was, I was worried that it wasn't going to have as much like butterfly in it, because the only butterfly was in the title, but like the whole thing had butterflies, and I was like, oh my gosh, it fits so well with the prompt. Oh, anyway, yeah, if you enjoyed this fic, please go back to the original fic and give the author kudos / comments. And yeah, thank you again to Linison for giving blanket permission to public their works. And yeah, this was for my MXTXtober 2024 prompts, and this was day number 6, butterfly, and I will see you all tomorrow for the next one. Yeah.